We are joined right now by a guard for the Dallas Mavericks. He had 14 points last night against Denver. He's averaging 10 points, 2 rebounds, and 2 assists per game. He was a first-team All-ACC-er at Duke. Dallas is in second in the Southwest, and they are hosting the Lakers. Tomorrow night, we are joined by Seth Curry. Seth, good to have you back. How are you?
I'm good. How you doing?
Good. I'm great, Seth. So obviously the season is always going to be a grind. It's a long season. But when you're coming off a tough loss to the Nuggets last night, when you have a game like that, Seth, a game that comes down to the last possession, is it something that eats at you for a little bit, or are you able to process that pretty quickly and immediately start to lock in on the Lakers?
I mean, after the night, you come into practice the next day like we did today and try to learn from it and bounce back. The great thing about the NBA is you usually you got one day off and you got another game where you play it back-to-back. So it never stops moving. You got a next game and another chance to get out there and get a win.
All right, so from the outside, it seems to me like you really established yourself in the NBA with the Mavericks back in 2016 and 17. Then, of course, you suffered the injury and you missed the next season before going to Portland. So how good does it feel to you to be back in Dallas?
Oh, it feels good, man. It's a city, a fan base, an organization I'm comfortable with. Like you said, I have my best season here thus far here in Dallas. So it's been good to be back, hit the ground running, and be on a good team again. Hopefully make the playoffs and make a good run. So, I mean, I'm locked into what we're doing this season.
Talking to Seth Curry, you know, if we were to go back to the summer, you were a free agent and the Mavericks made it really clear they wanted you to come back. You and I talked last season when you were in Portland, and it was clear how much that team and that group of guys meant to you as well. So how did you go about approaching your free agency?
I mean, I was just trying to be open-minded, and it was like the first time in my NBA career where I would be able to decide where I wanted to play. I had a lot of interest in me during the free agency, so I was trying to take it in stride and trying to balance, like you said, the teams that really wanted me and the best situation for me, myself, and my family. And Portland was great, but Dallas is obviously the decision I made for a lot of different reasons.
Now, Seth, I want to take one more step back, too. You and I have talked about the past, everything you had to battle for, and you had to fight for everything that you have in this league. You went undrafted. You put in the work in the D-League. You had time with Cleveland, Memphis, Phoenix, Sacramento, Dallas, and Portland. After coming through all of that, how did it feel then to sign a multi-year contract to come back to Dallas? What was that like?
It felt great. It felt great, man. Honestly, it's something you work for, especially after coming out of Duke, having an injury and playing in the D-League and just fighting for every opportunity to get meaningful minutes in the NBA. I mean, I'd like to continue to work on my game and make the most out of my opportunities and then be able to finally be at a point where, I mean, I was a wanted commodity in the NBA and people were making known that they wanted my services. And it's just about continuing to get better and keep it going and trying to have a long career.
We're talking to Mavericks player Seth Curry. You know, Seth, rejoining that team meant that you were going to join Luka and Kristaps, who was coming back from injury. Sometimes when you've got new pieces in an offense, it can take a little while for everybody to get on the same page, but you guys are currently second in the division, so it's working. Like, I know there's still plenty of room for improvement, but how have you been able to get on the same page, everybody on the same page so fast?
I mean, we got a lot of talent, a lot of guys that can do a lot of different stuff on the offices, and our pieces fit well together, so as long as we're playing the right basketball, coach put in a good system to fit all of our skill sets. So offensively, we've been pretty much the best in the league. It's about defensively just continue to get better and obviously closing out games in a better fashion than we have been doing lately. So I think just everybody being able to impact the game at a high level in offensive unit was propelled us so far this season.
I mean, Seth, Luka obviously is just something unbelievable. Last month when he made his return from injury in the first game back, you hit him with a behind-the-back pass for a dunk. What's it been like playing with Luka so far?
Oh, it's been exciting, man. He's been real consistent offensively this season. For a guy that young to have the load on his shoulders that he does every night and continue to produce and put up big numbers every single night, seeing the defense he faces, he's really impressive, and just like I said, he's getting better every game throughout the season, and as he continues to figure out how to close games, the sky's the limit for him.
We're talking to Seth Curry. Now, Seth, as the league embraces advanced metrics more, your name keeps coming up over and over again because you're a bit of an advanced stats phenomenon. How much attention do you pay to the advanced stats, and what's it mean to you to know that your game is really respected as a result of that?
Yeah, I mean, you hear it from the coaches and the guys that work around the organization, the areas that they want you to shoot the ball and stuff like that. But for me personally, I work on all different types of my areas of my game and trying to take good shots. I think that's the biggest thing for me is take good shots. Obviously, I'm a good shooter, but I don't want to be a high-volume, low efficient guy. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be very efficient with my shots. And when I'm out there, that's what I think about, just trying to affect the game on both ends of the floor, shoot the ball from the perimeter well, get to the free throw line, and finish around the basket. And that makes you an analytics darling, I guess.
You are an analytics darling, especially around the basket. They love you around the basket. But just so the listeners have a really good idea of what we're talking about, Seth, one of the stats that really jumps out is the fact that since 2013, you have the fifth best grade on off-balance shots from 26 feet with a defender within 2 feet. I mean, that's a pretty complicated metric. So what's your reaction when you hear something like that? Is that something you were even aware of? Is that something you would ever think about during a game?
Yeah, that's the first time I heard it, to be honest. So, I mean, I think that's just when you get into a rhythm. And I mean, when we work out in the summer, you work on all different types of shots. And especially being around Steph and our trainers from back home, they really challenge us to make different shots. And even if you're a little off balance and your shoulders are square, to still be able to focus on the rim and make the shot. So I guess that's where it comes from. I'm trying to keep that going.
Talking to Seth Curry for a couple of more moments. You know, we talked about the talent on the roster. Being back in Dallas means that you're back with God Sham God. I had him on the show last year, man. I absolutely love the conversation. Love talking to him. What's it like to work with Sham God?
Nah, he's great. He's a real basketball junkie. Obviously, highly respected in the New York area from what he did as a youngster. Playing in New York City, but I mean, I work with him every day, and he's helped my game tremendously. Just being able to be creative off the dribble and like I said, finishing around the basket is a lot of stuff we do on a daily basis. So I mean, Sham God's done a great job for not only me and a lot of different people on our team. So it's good to see him getting the attention and the respect that he deserves.
Yeah, you know, Seth, you made the point last month that Kristaps has not played in a while, so people have forgotten about him. As you play with him, how good is he?
He's really good. He's good. He's serious about the game. He works on his body and his game every day. So, I mean, he's going to continue to get better, but he's not nowhere near where he wants to be and where we expect him to be going forward, just coming off that long injury he has. So, I mean, just him being out there and the space he creates for our offense and the way he protects the rim defensively is a huge weapon for us. So, I mean, we need him back seriously.
Hey, Seth, one last thought. You mentioned about he works on his body. You know, we only see the finished product. In terms of approach, what's your approach in terms of working on your body, working on rest, working on recovery, working on nutrition? I mean, how important are all these things and how much work goes into that?
Oh, that's tremendously important. That's just as important as the skill work you put in on the floor every day. I mean, you got to be available to play. You got to take care of your body and consistently do things to prevent injuries. And, I mean, that comes in your off days and pregame, postgame, just icing, eating right, stretching, and lifting weights. And it's really a full-time thing that you can't really take a day off with, or it could catch up to you late in the season.
He is averaging 10 points, 10 rebounds, 2 assists a game. He was a first-team All-ACCer at Duke. You got Dallas. They're second in the Southwest, and they got a big win tomorrow night at home against the Lakers. Seth Curry, my guest. Seth, great to have you back. I really appreciate it. Thanks so much.
All right, good talking to you.
You too, Seth. Great talking to you. Always look forward to that one. Seth Curry. And as mentioned, it's a big Carolina day in the jungle. Torrey Holt, Will Brinson, Seth Curry, and most importantly, old man Ritt in the back row.